It's moving on to Yom Kippur. And he wants to know the minhag of kaparot, and does it have to be specifically on Erev Yom Kippurim? So what's the background to the minhag of kaparot? So it's an old minhag. It comes from the time of the Geonim, after the Gemara. And there's a number of Geonim. There's a Rav Natronai Gaon, and Rav Sashna Gaon, and Rav Hai Gaon. All of a sudden, we used to do this thing with the chickens and do shechita on the chickens and transfer the avera to the chickens. It's an interesting thing. Now, the Rashba from Chachmei Sfarad says, I saw people doing this. And he said, and it's terrible. And I told them to stop. And Baruch Hashem, they stopped. Why is it so terrible? They just killed the chicken. He says, it's Darkei Mori. It's superstitious. The whole thing's very weird. You're going to spin a chicken, transfer avera to the chicken, do shechita on the chicken. What is that? That's weird. He says, not only is it weird, weird is fine. We like weird. We're weird. We do weird. Okay, fine. He says, but it's Darkei Amori. It sounds superstitious. It sounds not Jewish, from a non-Jewish influence. And he says it's wrong. Kaparot.
What is it different from Korban?
It's not a Korban. Korban's on the Mizbeach. Korban Hashem said bring. Don't wave it around your head. And don't transfer your Avirot to the chicken. You don't transfer your Avirot to the Korban. Hashem said you do an Avirot. Bring a Korban on the Mizbeach. This isn't the Korban. It's not a Mizbeach. So the Rashba says no. And the Yerachot Chaim quotes the Ramban, also Chachmei Sfarad. He says, this is terrible, don't do it. The Shulchan Aruch writes, מה שנוהגים לעשות כפרה בערב יום הכיפורים, לשחוט תרנגול ולומר עליו פסוקים, the Shulchan Aruch says, יש למנוע מנהג, you need to stop it. Based on the Chachmei Sfarad. However, there are plenty of Chachmei Ashkenaz who do it, who Rishonim, from the time of the Rishonim, already Middle Ages, and then plenty of Achronim Sfaradim who did it also. Mostly the Arizal. The Arizal was very particular about doing this. It's unclear where he got it from. Did he get it from the Ashkenazi tradition? Remember he was Ashkenazi? That's what the Aleph stands for. Or did he think it was the right episode? But the Arizal did it, and therefore it was Nitzpashet also among the Sfaradim, although the Shulchan Aruch himself says not to. The Pri Chadash, who often disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, the Pri Chadash often disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. There's a sefer called Perot Ginosar. The Perot Ginosar has the Shulchan Aruch in the middle, and has the Pri Chadash on the side. And the Pri Chadash attacks the Shulchan Aruch right and center. It's on your idea. And he attacks them all the time. And the Pri Toar always defends the Shulchan Aruch against the Pri Chadash. The Pri Toar, the other name for the person who wrote the Pri Toar, Rabbeinu Chaim ben Atar, the Arachaim HaKadosh. The Arachaim HaKadosh comes to defend the Shulchan Aruch always against the Pri Chadash. But here the Pri Chadash agrees with him. He's like, this is Darkei Amori. But the Arizal says we do it, and so there's a legitimate debate in the Poskim. It seems to be a common thing to do, even though Shulchan Aruch says not to. Even among Sfaradim, there are many, many, many who do this, and everybody brings proof from Achronim and Achronim and Achronim who do this. The question is when to do it.
Just to this point, don't we on the two goats, I guess,
on the
Yom Kippur,
we
put our sins on one,
we throw
off the cliff.
You do, it says in the Torah. The Torah says Korban. It doesn't say why, how. You can't make up your own stuff.
But isn't it
pshat
that we're putting our sins on the...
I don't know what the pshat is. Hashem said, do it, I do it. This Hashem didn't say to do. You can't make up your own... The idea is you can't make up your own stuff, although here we're making up our own stuff. It's a strange thing. Okay, so assuming we're doing it, when do you have to do it? So it sounds like you do it Erev Yom Kippurim. The Rashba, who got upset at it, said they do it Erev Yom Kippurim. The Ramban, who got upset at it, even the people who got upset at it, tell you that they did it Erev Yom Kippurim. So do it Erev Yom Kippurim. What's the problem? The problem is, and I've seen this, because even though I don't do it, I did just Shechita and Kaparot one year. If you go to one of these mass places, it's a big mess. So many people are coming. The Shechita is not good. The Bdika is not good. Yeah, they become trefot, the animals are trefot, they become nevelot. There's a lot of lachas. There's a lot of lachas on the shochatim. Quickly. And the shechita doesn't end up good. And then they're going to sell this. Or even give it to aniim, but you're giving them non-kosher chickens. So, okay, the animals, if you're doing it wrong, the animal suffers. If you're doing it right, so it's just food. Okay. But they're not doing it well because they're under so much lachas. So he says, okay, so, yasas charaba hefsedu. Yeah, when you're standing there, have you ever seen these places where 100 people waiting in line? No. The chicken in the factory, no. The chicken in the factory, it comes in an assembly line, misudar, it's waiting, there's the guy holding it, perfect. Each time, it's exactly the same. One after another, it's all mukhan, me'elav. Here, you ever been to one of these places? It's like a shuk. They're grabbing one, they're grabbing one, and these are not, and the people doing it in the factory, this is what they do for a living. They're very good. I've done kaparot before, I'm not very good, but that's all they got. They got me, so I did it 1 year, okay, fine. You get people, you don't get the biggest mumchim, and it's a lot of lachas, and it's not under the factory, it's all misudar. Here you're standing in like a backyard, you're grabbing the chicken, you're doing it. So you can do it right, but you have to do it slowly, you have to check the knives. They don't have time to check the knife, the factory people using titanium knives. You could take that knife, and you could hack it on the floor like this, and it's not going to get a pekima. It's like, it's made of titanium. It's a very expensive knife. It's not, the knives that they're using here, it's not the same. So he says, okay, you want to do this minhag, then you do the shechita, he makes it in the vela, and then you get people non-kosher. So ma'o ilu. So he says, for that reason alone, you should do it before. Secondly, okay, so there's actually an interesting Rashi. Rashi, Masechet Shabbat.
Before
Yom Kippurim, it's fine. It'll be done better. Because there's less lachas. If you do it over 3-4 days, there's less lachas.
What if they do the kaparot and then they shaft it at the factory?
So that's probably better. But that's not what happens here.
So there's
a fascinating Rashi. Rashi never heard of kaparot, it sounds like. But he says they do this. Rashi, Shabbat, Pei Aleph. He says, Matzati b'tshuvat ha-geonim, also tshuvat ha-geonim, shayu nohagim la'asot chotalot mikapot tzmarim. They would make like a basket out of palm trees. Umemanim otam afar, and fill it with dirt. Ve'esrim yom mitnei Rosh Hashanah, yu zorim letocham pula mitzri o sha'ar mei kitniot. And 20 days before Rosh Hashanah, they would plant in the beans. Ve'tzomeach, and it would grow. L'shem kol echad echad ma'mishpacha, one basket for each person. Ube'erv Rosh Hashanah, not every Yom Kippur, but erev Rosh Hashanah, hayam notel kol echad mibnei habayit et shelo machzirot svivro l'roshah sheva pa'amim. They would take the basket, wave it around the head 7 times, ואומר, זה חליפתי, זה תמורתי, זה כפרתי. The same thing we do with the chickens. Wow. Fascinating. ומשליחו לנהר, and then he was thrown in the river.
Then this guy said that
somebody
did the same thing with grass.
Yeah, so that, it got it from this Rashi. It must be from the, I don't say it must be. It sounds like this Rashi, right? And he says, okay, you see that was done for Erev Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have to be Erev Yom Kippurim. Also, there's a Tshuva, the Mariv, who says, the whole point is to remind you to do Tshuva. To remind you to do Tshuva. It's good during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So he says, if you want to do this practice, it's probably better to do it before Erev Yom Kippurim. Because on Erev Yom Kippur, there's tremendous, tremendous lachas. The time I did it, we had 10 chickens. We only had 10. And so people reused the chicken. Can you reuse a chicken? Can you not reuse a chicken? I don't know how these things work. But we reused the chickens. I ended up having 3 of them I brought home. And now you got to do melicha, and you got Erev Yom Kippur. My wife almost killed me. See, you brought home three whole chickens. But whole chickens, not whole chickens when you go to the kosher store and you get a whole chicken. There's a whole chicken with the feathers and with the guts and the whole thing. Yeah. So I lived in an apartment building, so we weren't able to build a sukkah. So immediately after Yom Kippurim, you're supposed to put it on your sukkah, right? So we did melicha. Most Yom Kippurim, after we broke the fast, we started pulling out the guts from the chickens. Not recommended for Shalom Bayit purposes. But even the 3 we had, it's still, you feel the lacha. People standing there, they're waiting to do this, the kisui adam. It's challenging. So he says, the more time you have to do it, the better. The challenge is also, tzar balei chayim, how are they keeping these animals? And there are a lot of challenges in this. So if you want to do it right, make sure you look into where you're doing it. Make sure you look into where you're doing it, that they're treating the animals properly. They're doing the shechita properly. Right. Alternatively, do it on money. I always do it on money. I didn't even do it. That year I did the shechita, I still did it on the money. That's my minhag. I never did it on chickens. I just did the shechita. But you have to make sure it's being done properly, because you don't want this minhag to cause someone to eat chas v'chalil on kosher. Particularly not before Yom Kippur. So I don't know this for a fact. So whether it's better or not, I don't know. What they say historically is, for many, many, many years, Rav Avadia always did it on money. And then towards the end of his life, he did it on chickens. Now, whether that's true, not true, I don't know. That's what they say in the biography books. That towards the end of his life, he did it on chickens. Okay? I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says no. The Arizal says yes. So you have to pick who you want to do it. But at least make sure that they're doing it right. Sometimes they're doing it so, chaplap, they want to just get it done. So you have to make sure that if you're doing it, you do it properly.